NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get into the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV as BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
Bang,
the
bang,
the
bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop rocking
through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Full of stuff and some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K. Yo, man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK. Putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali. Get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Okay, so did you guys watch SmackDown Friday night? So it opens up with Punk in Chicago. He called live TV pressure. Speaking in front of your home crowd is pressure. Total, I promise your hometown is pressure.
Total was 2.336.
Yeah, good number. He then compared Drew's situation to 2011 when he promised Chicago he would leave WWE champion and didn't embarrass Chicago in the process. Spoke about the pressure at various points in his career, then shifted to talk about Drew. Spoke about how Drew had kicked him in Chicago when he was down and how he promised himself that he would return the favor by burning him in his career 6 feet under in return. Then said he didn't think it would be this easy because Drew had quit and taken his ball and went home. Punk was interrupted by Paul Heyman. Said he had just gotten to the arena and Heyman commented on being hot as balls outside. And when Punk opens the show at the Allstate Arena, it's hot as balls inside. He kept complimenting Punk and said he meant it when he said he's his best friend. And the crowd chanted for Roman and Punk said Heyman doesn't look so good, but he's only got one... He's the only one who can interrupt his promos and get away with it. So Heyman gets in the ring, said he needed that, and he went on to say that he heard on the radio on the way that Chicago is CM Punk's town, and that really pissed off Solo. Now that Solo's ahead of the table, he wants every town to be his town, and Heyman said he came out to do him a favor, and he wants one return. He told Punk to get the hell out of there, because a bunch of wild Samoans and Tongans are coming after him. Punk asked him if he was serious, because Solo and the Tongans are going to try and jump him in Chicago, and before Heyman could answer, Solo and the Tongans walked out towards the ring. Solo said if Punk wanted to be on SmackDown on his show and in his city, he had two options. He could pay his respect to the bloodline. He could make sure he never gets cleared to wrestle again. Punk asked Heyman what the return fare was, and Paul said, take me with you as pathetically as humanly possible. Punk responded to Solo and said he acknowledged that he sees a bunch of fake-ass Usos and a cosplay tribal chief in front of him. And as they got the ring, Cody Rhodes showed up with baseball bats, and they were forced to back down. Then he grabbed the mic and said he's already beaten one head of the table and can leave his family backstage tonight. They will settle this tonight in the ring. He challenged Solo, and Solo agreed. What did you think of this segment?
Great.
Yeah.
This was a great segment. And okay, because I don't want to confuse. I loved when Paul came out and Punk was like shocked and he got a huge fucking reaction. Paul's going to probably be a big baby face when he goes back with Punk. He's just the best actor on that show. His emotions are great, you know? What else do I remember from this? And I love the part where he goes, I want you to do me a favor. And then when the bloodline comes out and he's saying, well, what's the favor? He goes, take me with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his acting, like you said, I mean, we've been talking about it for years, you guys, and I've, you know, been watching him forever, but when he says, take me with you, it's like, if he was taking an acting class and they were like, Paul, show me pleading, you know, and then he does the facial, like he just looked like he was the eyes and they watered and everything, man. He's so good.
So backstage, Bianca prepared for a match, and Jade walked up and said she needed to ask Nick Aldis about getting their tag team title rematch. And Bianca said she had to focus on Money in the Bank first, and Jade's match is next week, and then they can focus on getting their titles back. They showed the Notre Dame coach at ringside. Pat Kenny probably liked that, but I didn't. It's
Marcus Freeman, I think, is his name.
Yeah. Cody was back. They showed Cody backstage as Bat, and Kevin Owens and Orton walked up and asked if he really wanted to take on Solo by himself. Owens said he didn't like this idea, and Solo always has a plan, and Cody prompts that he has a plan of his own. Then we go to the lowest rated segment on the show, which is this Bianca versus Meechan versus Chelsea Green of Money in the Bank qualifier, because I think everybody and their mother assumed that Bianca was going to win this, but Chelsea ended up winning this and stole it and got a huge pop from the crowd. And I think she got the huge pop because they very rarely in wrestling do you pull an upset. I think the fans are just happy to see like a big, like a major upset.
But they've been doing that lately. They've been doing a lot of upsets.
But this
lately,
is a major upset. Like, there's no way you would have thought that she had any skin in the game to like win this match. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, she didn't beat Bianca, so that would have really been a surprise.
Right.
Yeah, Chicago's that major wrestling town. So I think a lot of the people there probably know Chelsea and have seen her for years in other places, you know? So that works for you like it does in Philly.
Yeah. So they go backstage and Chelsea celebrated, and our girl Blair Davenport came up to Bailey and said she's looking forward to cashing in on her if she wins Money in the Bank. So, okay, who cares? So Solo threatened Paul Heyman over his attempts to leave, and he asked him to tell the Tongans to make sure Kevin Owens and Randy Orton don't make it into Money in the Bank match. He then told Paul they'd have a conversation later. So he's threatening Paul and bullying him. Paul's scared.
Yeah, Paul's scared.
So backstage, Grayson Waller was interrupted by DIY, and they took him to task for Ben and his best friend next week. Then they're in the backstage area, and there's a big garage door, and they hear banging on the garage door, and they lift the garage door up, and Drew is standing over a bloodied Punk. He picks him up, puts him on his shoulders, walks him all the way through the backstage area, right up to the entrance area, onto the stage, dumps him on the ground, kneels down like he's doing the like Punk's entrance, the clobbering time thing on one knee, and he reaches over and pulls Punk's bracelet off of Punk's wrist and put it in his pocket. Nick Aldis showed up, shoved McIntyre a little bit, and then Drew shoved him back, and then the crowd popped on that and told him he'd kill him if he touched him again. Then they loaded Punk on a gurney. So once again, and I want to bring up a point when we're done with the show and why these shows have been really good lately. Okay, it's not a secret formula. Well, I'll just tell you right now, bro. The shows are so much better when you book a lot of heat. Am I right? I mean, how easy is this, right, Conan?
Yeah, and the other thing is the threads, because you know, yes, Cody has a bat. Then later up, you have a plan. He goes up with the bat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I forgot to say. And I forgot to say something. That women's match, the three-way, was actually good.
It wasn't bad at all. So
yeah, and I like how Mia Yim hit the Styles Clash since she's in his group, you know. Right. And this is something you and I both hate. Who was the one that did it? Chelsea. I think it was Chelsea. Chelsea threw a tope, right? And you know, Belair and Yim are just looking all the time. It's like, bro, you can't do it like we used to do it. Like, you go out of the ring, you take a bump, you're kind of side-eyeing them, right? And then just as you're coming, you turn.
Right.
just looks well, that's really
a,
bad. That's
a weird, here's a, this is kind of a weird flex in wrestling today. It's like these people will trust each other to like kick them in their head unprotected, form in the head unprotected, do all these crazy stuff or thing. But it's like you won't trust them to be ready when you dive out of the ring on your opponent, like to set up a spot. Like you have to be like super careful and have them looking right at you.
Yep.
You know? Yep. I don't know. The agents, if any of these agents listen to this show, you guys need to tighten the screws on these dives. Because like this company should not be doing that indie, because that's indie wrestling. The indie workers are not experienced enough to just stand there. You run on the ropes, you jump over, and you catch you land on the person they catch you.
Right.
You know, you got to be some nuance in there, you know?
Plus, the other thing I like is Chelsea having the briefcase. Mm-hmm. If she does, will be entertaining as hell. Well, she
you're
does.
In, you're in direct it's line of fire of your fan again.
Right.
Okay. When you lean to the left, right. Yeah.
So then they showed –
Let me just say another thing, bro. That angle with Punk was great. Mm-hmm. And it was smart to do it in Chicago, right? His hometown. Because there's some towns I'm thinking, I could be wrong, that if he would have done it, he might have gotten a pop.
Are you surprised that maybe, you know, Chicago is going to be Chicago, but that overall that the fan base has not seemed to turn on Punk at all?
Why would they?
Well, he was gone for 10 years. He was gone all that time. He trashed wrestling. He did the UFC thing.
Who gives a fuck, bro? That's hardcore marks think like that.
Right, but the point is,
I'm saying, why aren't the marks mad at
it? Most fans are happy to see him back, and they don't give a fuck about all that other extra shit. That's the hardcore marks.
Dude. Right. Punk has a cult following of 100,000 or so fans that will follow and do that worship the guy. Like mm-hmm. that's just like, you know, like, I mean, that's just painfully obvious. And if they follow his character wherever they go, and they're very loyal, you know. So
And I wanted to say that same thing that you guys did. I watched this, and I watched most of Raw. The thing that stands out to me is that there is those threads, and there's just multiple stories.
Exactly.
It's like a web. One guy's in this part of the web, but he's kind of in this story too.
No, I'll tell you exactly what they're doing. Okay. Yeah. The show is a show. Wrestling is just the backdrop on this television show. The behind the scenes stuff, that's the show. And they lead to, okay, this angle has led, they got to go out and wrestle in front of the crowd because there's an issue here. They have a match.
Which is the main reason, Disco, I like this show better than AEW.
Of course, because it's a soap opera, especially on Monday night. The whole show was centered around the soap opera storyline of Liv Morgan and what's going on with her. Like the whole show.
It's almost like if you're watching Sons of Anarchy, right? Mm-hmm. And they show them, you know, obviously on their bikes riding down the road. But all the other shit, the character interactions and all that other stuff is the show.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, the perfect example. We're tying things in here, right? So the next match is a Money in the Bank qualifier between Randy Orton, Tama Tonga, and Carmelo Hayes. Right. Solo has let it be known that Tama Tonga and whatever are that Randy Orton and Owens are not supposed to, they're not getting out of this tournament.
Right.
So now we have a little extra here for this match, and Carmelo Hayes is in it too. Tonga lower ran down, but intercepted by Owens. Then Tama Tonga attempted to capitalize, but got thrown out of the ring, and Carmelo Hayes rolled up Randy Orton from behind. Another big upset. Because all these other characters have personal issues going on, and they're distracted, and now the lucky person in the match is the one that's winning these matches. This shows you, like, great. Yeah,
great because you're beating a top guy, you know, and it doesn't affect him at all because he's being protected. I mean, this is excellent booking.
Right.
It's funny that you said it, like, the way that you guys put it, because when I watched it, the phrase that I thought of was, when Vince was there, he always said, we make movies. He never wanted to call the company wrestling. But when I watched SmackDown, especially, I thought, wow, dude, this is pro wrestling to me. This is what, you know, the way everything was. So it seems more wrestling to me when, you know, as opposed to Disco saying it's a show, but the wrestling is the side note.
He's right. Disco is absolutely right.
This is how you book storylines and how easy it is when you have good storylines, so easy it is to make matches coming out of these stories.
Right.
When you book the matches first and just try to figure out a story, you get what you get on AEW. It's just lame stuff. It's just all wrestling and just, you know, so, yeah.
Right, because they really just care about wrestling. When it's a TV show, if you want to see wrestling, go to the house show or maybe the pay-per-view.
This episode brought to you by Progressive.
Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Joe, you smoke, right?
Well, the nicotine vapes, you see me puffing them all the time, you know?
Well, let me tell you about a new sponsor we have called Lucy. It's 100% pure nicotine. It's always tobacco-free. And this is available in pouches, gum, and we got this new thing called breakers, okay? Well, breakers are these little pouches, but there's a capsule of liquid flavor inside that helps saturate the pouch. Breakers are available in 4 milligrams or 8 milligrams. And the flavors are mint, very citrus, espresso. And if you're not a pouch guy or gal, you know, Lucy's gum is available at 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, or 6 milligrams. So if you like nicotine, it's a great product for you. So set yourself up with a subscription. Have Lucy deliver straight to your door. No more weekly or daily gas station stops. Joe, you use this, right?
Yeah, it's because of the thing, you know, you always see me vape on here. And I've had people say before, yeah, you know, doing that on camera. But at the same time, it's a habit, you know, so I started trying the Lucy Breaker pouches. And actually, it's helped me a lot. I think I might switch because when you vape like that, it can get really expensive. And if this is going to break me of that habit, I'm totally all about it. And it tastes really good, too.
So let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. So go to lucy.co/K100 and use the promo code K100 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. That's lucy.co/K100 and use code K100. You get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age. Every order is age verified. It's no kids. Warning, this product does contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So get your nicotine with Lucy. Boom.
So they come back from break and Colton of the Box was addressed to McAfee. The crowd chanted, "Open it." So it's actually pretty funny. Then Cole opened the box and found a VHS tape that said "Play Me" written on the side. And Cole said he hadn't seen a VHS tape in 25 years, but he hoped that someone in the production truck would be able to play it. That's actually a good little detail. That was pretty
right. Great detail. He goes, and for all of you kids that don't know, this is a VHS tape.
So another very interesting conversation backstage. So Chad Gable knocks on the locker room door of his crew, and then Otis, Maxine Dupree, and Akira Tozawa came out, and they're all very sad looking. Then Gable claimed that his life flashed before his eyes last week, and he saw all of them. He called them family, said it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, and he said he may have stepped over the line once or twice and apologized. Then Gable said families fight, but they stick together. Then Otis said that anybody who hurts Dupree and Tozawa is not family. Otis said he meant what he said. They're done. Then Otis and Tozawa returned to the dressing rooms. Dupree told Gable that he hurt Otis, who saw him as a big brother. And Dupree said that what happened to Gable must have been terrifying. And she said she thinks Otis just needs some time and she would talk to him. Dupree said she was sorry about what happened to Gable. And as they leave, Gable turns around and the Julius Creed, Brutus Creed, and Ivory Nival show up and approach Gable and ask if he's okay. Gable said he was not. He needs help. So it looks like they're going to set up a thing with those guys in the Alpha Academy. Right.
Yeah. It was very weird because he seemed contrite, which is a twofer, very white word and a tremendous word while on a podcast for a Latino. But he seemed contrite and they weren't having it. Like, we're done with you, motherfucker. And it looks like he's going to be with these guys who could use the rub from Chad Gable and the entertainment he brings. Ivy Nile, even though she at least looks a little bit muscular, she's also a little munchkin that is very hard to take her seriously in the ring.
Right. All right. So this didn't mean, I don't know. And I'm seeing this for the first time. The Alba Fire and Enzo Dawn wrestled Caden Carter and Contender Chance in a non-title match, and they beat him. And after the match, the Damage Control attacked the champions.
Okay, so basically just about everybody here, Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane and Naito Sky, I like because they got a cool little look.
Right.
But the two girls that won the title, the Party Girls, who are, you know, they always do jobs. They're not over with the people, bro. They had this match had zero heat. This was definitely the epitome of crickets inside tumbleweeds inside a soundproof room. I mean, this is like they have no heat.
So Damian Priest was shown entering the Judgment Day clubhouse just as Liv was leaving, and Priest said he hoped that Dom had just ended things. Priest entered the room and Balor was seated on the couch, and Priest spoke about how it looked sketchy. Balor said Morgan got Dom a match against Rey next week and also got him and McDonough a tag title shot later in the show. They agreed that it seemed too good to be true. And Priest wished Balor good luck with his title match, and Balor's expression changed once Priest left and he rolled his eyes and shook his head.
Yeah, it seems like Balor's hooking up with Liv, or he might be behind something, you know, because of the room key, this, and a couple other things they've done. Yeah.
Yeah. So backstage, Miz caught up with R-Truth and hoped he had yet to speak to Adam Pearce. And Truth said he had. And spoke about how he did it for love. Truth called it a classic rom-com. Right. But Miz said it's not about Liv and Dom, it's about them. And Truth said he loves Miz, but only as a friend.
Huge pop. Yeah. Huge pop. That was great. The other thing I forgot to say is, bro, I love this because you've seen it in movies and comedies so many times where by mistake – because really, Dom pushed his dad, not because of Liv, because he has heat with his dad, you know? And she's like, oh, my hero. I'm not your hero. He's a fucking deadbeat dad. You're my hero. You know what I'm saying? So that's great. Bro, they're just on fire right now.
So Priest comes out. He asks fans to let him break it down. He said he doesn't want to stand in the ring and see his successor who's bigger, stronger, and better. Oh, talk about Rollins. And Priest said Rollins is great, but he won't see the mountaintop again as long as he's champion. And Seth comes out and worked the crowd and hyped up the crowd and about the Rumble coming to Indianapolis in 2025. And Rollins asked the fans they believe the bull crap coming out of Priest's mouth. Fans indicated no. Rollins said he and the fans don't buy Priest because his words and actions don't match up. Rollins said Priest claims he doesn't want help, but he needed help in his title defenses or he would not be champion. Then Priest said he understands that opinion, but he didn't ask for anyone's help and people just got involved. Rollins said he wasn't there to run Priest down and said he has a lot of respect for him. Rollins said he does appreciate being one-upped. He said Priest did that last week by offering him a title match, and Rollins said he respects it, and it was a bold move, but now he wanted to one-up Priest by sweetening the pot. Rollins said they didn't have to get Adam Pearce again. Rollins said that if Priest wins, he'd get his wish, and that Rollins wouldn't challenge for that title again as long as Priest was champion. Rollins said that if he wins, Priest must leave Judgment Day. Rollins said they would find out if Priest really could walk a mile in his shoes. Priest laughed and spoke in Spanish briefly and said he likes it. Said he is a champion. That means Judgment Day needs him a whole lot more than he needs them. And Priest accepted the challenge that he and Rollins shook on it. And Gunther came out and joined them in the ring and stood between them and said he respected their gentleman's agreement. He wished them both good luck. Said he couldn't wait to see their match. said, may the better man win, and the better man out of the two of you would be the lesser man when that person steps in the ring with me at SummerSlam. What'd you think of this?
This is good, and I think the line of the whole thing was when he said, they need me a hell of a lot more than I need them, because that's probably going to come back to buy him somehow. And the great thing is you got two top guys, and you're not sure who's going to go over, all right, even though I think it'll be Priest. But you're not sure because, you know, Rollins doesn't really do a lot of jobs. And the great thing is, you know, the winner of that has to go against Gunther. So that's just very well set up.
Joe, pull the clip of this Bo Dallas Howdy thing as I talk about it. So they show the videotape, and it's Bo Dallas is across from Howdy. He asks him who he is, and he says, I am nobody. Howdy responded, there you are, and asked how it felt when his brother died. Dallas said he felt like the most important thing in his life was taken away from him. He asked Dallas if he was exploiting his brother's legacy, and Dallas said all he ever wanted was to be like his brother. So he looked up to him and wanted to be him. Said he worked his entire life for the opportunity, so they finally made it, that he had it taken away from him. Dallas said no one on earth feels more hurt by his loss nor feels what he feels, and Dallas asked what he was supposed to do. Let's just watch it.
Can I say something before you play it?
Yeah.
I love the fact that you've seen this in horror movies especially, that the VHS tape, since it's old, it stops for like a second, and then it's jumping, and then at the end it does the blue screen like the old VHS tape. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where the tracking shits off, you have to hit
right,
track.
Right. Yeah.
Most important thing in my life was taken away from me. Like nothing was ever gonna matter again.
Don't you think you're exploiting your brother's legacy?
All I ever wanted my whole life was to be like my brother. I looked up to him and I wanted to be him. My entire career, my life, so I could have the opportunity, so I could work there next to him. And we were gonna rule together. And we'd finally made it. We were there, and we had it. And then it was taken away from me. There is no one on this earth that feels more hurt than me from his loss. Not one person on earth feels what I feel. But what am I supposed to do? Let him become a mausoleum? Let everybody forget about what he stood for, what he fought for, what he believed in. They wanted to forget about me. They wanted to forget about all of us. We made them remember. We made them all remember.
Yes, we did.
Let me ask you a question. Is Uncle Howdy supposed to be Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
Is that like confirmed?
Who else would it be?
Well, it's kind of weird because their facial hair around their mouths don't match.
Really?
Go back.
See who Uncle Howdy's supposed to be, Joe.
Okay, because like, oh, maybe they do. Can you see like right under? Okay, in the middle of like look at Bo.
Yeah, they're the same.
I guess it is the same. Yeah. With different shadows, it looks like it might be different. All right, never mind. Yeah,
so bro, this looks like a scene from a movie. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing. Complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
So I know everyone remembers that one special card as a kid that got them into collecting. For me, it was a Dale Murphy rookie card. But collecting has come a long way since then. Now there's a new way to buy, sell, trade, and rip packs. It's called Arena Club. Arena Club has taken repacks to another level. Introducing slab packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, complete deal of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. So during the pandemic, my roommate found out that he had like a whole ton of like old trading cards. Like he had an 8 Shaq rookie cards. It was just an incredible collection of cards. And I wish I would have known about Arena Club back then, because Arena Club is the marketplace for card collecting, whether you're buying, trading, selling, and displaying. It's the all-in-one trading card platform that you have to check out. There's no more shipping delays or cards lost in transit. Arena Club uses blockchain technology to deliver your card immediately, so buy with confidence knowing every card on Arena Club is guaranteed authentic. The Arena Club grading process combines AI and human grading. It's accurate, fast, and transparent with a full grade rationale provided and explanation for how your card was scored. So talk about hit rates and grading with card collecting.
So the grading, as Disco said, there's been various ways to do it, but Arena Club has that new way that they do it using AI and then experts and all that. I'm looking at the site right now. Like they have a Michael Jordan from 1990. It's rated 10. You know, you have this Anthony Edwards plus 9.5, an Ohtani card, which I actually got, is rated a 10. And also hit rates. Hit rates are what tells you basically how likely it is that you're going to get a rare card in your pack. So they're going to tell you ahead of time what the hit rate is for these slab packs that you're buying. And they're also going to give you an idea of what cards you do expect or get when you buy the slab pack. I actually got an email earlier that on this coming Friday, Arena Club has this new slab pack, and they're guaranteeing that there's going to be very valuable Kobe Bryant cards. The slate's very open and transparent. If you're a card collector, it's a way better deal. It's a way better way to go about it than just blindly opening packs of cards. You don't know what you're going to get. These guys are upfront. They're going to say, hey, you're going to get this much value in this pack. I like it a lot, and I haven't collected cards in years, but when I got my first slab pack, it kind of sucked me back in.
Yeah, so you can make offers, send trades, and interact. You can create your own personal showroom and start building your collection today. So right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Yo, if you're a longtime card collector, you're looking to get into the hobby, check out Arena Club. Get your 10% off at arenaclub.com/K100. Boom!
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Elger offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From spa-quality bathtubs to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Like the Diplomat Brown Toilet, featuring an ever-clean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Find American Standard toilets at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.